Hi, welcome to the award-winning gutter with my stellar A-team, Josh Williams, Mo Stewart and Neil Atkinson. No second bests here. It's the main boys. It's the main part of the January transfer window. So we've got to make it count, lads. I want some big signings to come out of this one. And we're going to start with the biggest name in football in every sense of the word, Kvaratskhelia at Napoli. I keep forgetting his first name. It begins with a K. Mo, it is?
Kvicha.
It's Kvicha Kvaratskhelia. To his what?
Apparently the K is silent.
Kvaratskhelia.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Just okay. What you put them on for, though.
Should we go back to Kvaradona? Let's go back to Kvaradona. The big K, the KK man. Actually, that sounds terrible. All right. Kvaratskhelia. Now, it's the dream that's nearly been dying all week. Mo, I'm going to start with you on this one. Because amazingly, we got, you know, fantastically, we got linked to him by the top boys, Joycey, Ornstein-E, and I think Pierce the end of last week. Fabrizio Romano has been casting himself in the role of bad news Pierce, as James likes to be known as by the internet.
Oh, he loves that, by the way.
He loves that. He'd been cast in James's role and being saying, no. Liverpool just kept a watching brief, but he's about to sign for PSG. PSG have met with the chairman level with Napoli, and it's all about to happen. But he said it days ago, maybe even at the weekend, Fabrizio, and there's no sign of that actually transpiring. Now, I can't quite let this dream die. It's not obviously a fantastic link because the main journalist said we had an interest in it. That's sort of a fact that we held an interest. So what do you think is going on here and how do you think this is going to play out? And this is just guesswork, but where are you with it?
I will stress that this is just guesswork, but I don't know how recent the register of our interest is. I think it's fair to say that he's been on a list that we've had of players who could become game changers because clearly he is one of those. Whether or not he's someone who we were looking at the point when perhaps we were also looking at Andy Gordon, when perhaps we were thinking that left wing was one of the areas that we were looking to strengthen. And since then, obviously, the form of Luis Diaz and Cody Gakpo has taken a level up. And so maybe that's no longer higher on our priority list. I think for me, the issues here in terms of him coming to Liverpool are PSG nearly signed him in the summer. Like, they came a long way down that road. And then Napoli basically managed to convince him to say, okay, well, don't sign for them that. We will still continue to talk about a new deal for them. Because part of the reason he wants to leave Napoli is they've had him on a very, very low wage since he arrived from obscurity.
Reportedly 40K a week, roughly.
And he's clearly worth more than that and has been worth more than that for quite some time now.